to the Numerology Podcast. I am your host, Novalee Wilder. I'm a professional numerologist and writer. And in this podcast, we're just going to nerd out, which means we're going to talk names, we're going to talk numbers, numerology, astrology, the connections between the different esoteric fields, we'll do case studies, and so much more. At the end of the episode, make sure you visit my website, NovaleeWilder.com, where you can find out more about numerology and yourself. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure you subscribe so that you're always the first to know when each episode is released. Also, please take the time to review the podcast so that more people can find it and nerd out with us. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've recorded an episode of the Numerology Podcast. And there has been a lot going on in my life, in my business, with book writing and so on and so forth. And I wanted to check in with you and I wanted to share about a little bit of Angel Numbers, which is my second book. Maybe you found this podcast through my first book, A Little Bit of Numerology. Maybe you're just here for the vibes. No matter what you're here for, I'm happy that you're here and I'd like to share a little bit about angel numbers with you. So if you don't know what angel numbers are, they are repeating patterns of numbers that pop up around us. We can see them on license plates. They can show up everywhere. They could be house numbers, they could be phone numbers, account numbers, they could be the numbers on your receipt when you get your coffee. They could kind of pop in from anywhere and everywhere. You could see 1111 on your phone or 2222 if you're in Europe. And they could just kind of follow you around. And angel numbers is like a designation within numerology, the field of numerology, that is a little bit special. So with a lot of numerology terms, they have like a very long history and there are a lot of takes on them. And angel numbers are actually a newer designation. It's not something that we have like hundreds of years of documentation on, at least not when it comes to the term angel numbers. If we look back, it's probably more being called like repeating numbers or spiritual numbers or something like that. And the term angel numbers actually came to a more like mainstream consciousness. if you're an older listener, maybe you remember, the early 2000s and you remember Doreen Virtue and her angel number books and cards and courses and more material were being shared by people who were into angel numbers. And I wanted to write a book about angel numbers because over the last year and a half, I've had so many questions, so many interview requests, I've talked to a lot of people, I've received a lot of questions in my inbox and on my social media, and I was like, I think I need to talk about this. And I really like to talk about it from a professional numerologist standpoint, which means that I wanted to create a book that had its foundation in Chaldean numerology. I didn't want it to be fully channeled, which is a great way sometimes to get messages through from the other side. But I wanted to create something that you could use no matter if you knew Chaldean numerology, but specifically if you did know about Chaldean numerology, then you were like, yes, this is it. I want more of this. So a little bit of an angel numbers introduces you to the concept of them. We get a little bit of a history on them and how you see them and where you see them and how to see them more. And then I dive into the single numbers. So like we go from 1, 1, 1. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, all the way up to 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. So you get those repeating numbers because those are some of the ones that people often see in the beginning. 1111 is often an initiator for people who start seeing angel numbers. So if you've been seeing a lot of 1111, congratulations, you're being initiated. And then beyond that, I also cover the numbers 1 to 999. So like you get 1,000 numbers and you get the message behind each one. And I will say that writing this book, once I had written about the first like 50 numbers and I had written like a good couple of sentences about each, did I realize like if this was going to be a short book, which was the point of it. Like, it, you can keep in your purse or you can keep on your coffee table or something that's just easy to reach for and use. Then I could not spend so much time on each number. I needed to like shorten it. So I tried to make it like really short and precise. But also, if you know that it has a Chaldean foundation, then the sentences I write are kind of something to jog your memory on what you already know about the numbers. So if you have my book, A Little Bit of Numerology, then these are like sister books. They would work really well together, but you can also just use it as a standalone. And then I wanted to dive into something deeper about angel numbers, because one of the things I did when I kind of did my research on, I was like, I mean, I don't want to write a book just like all the other angel number books out there. I felt like a lot of books shared the message, but didn't really tell you how to go deeper, how to decipher longer sequences. So if you start seeing like kind of like number sentences where there's so many numbers that you're like, okay, how do I break this up? What should I look out for? What does it mean? I wanted to answer those questions. And I wanted to also go deeper. If you already have a spiritual practice and angel numbers are of interest to you, but you want to go deeper with it, I wanted to give you something for that. So I did a longer chapter on how to go deeper with the angel numbers. And I did create a meditation, a specific meditation for you to go deeper with the angel numbers and start opening up more to the messages from the divine that they represent. And I went a little crazy, I will say, with this bonus meditation, because it's a solfeggio frequency, which is some of the frequencies that are known to kind of like calm our nervous system, lower our heart rate, focus our brain waves, and like just listening to the music, which is like the background track on the meditation, will like help you beyond what I of course share in the meditation. And it was very aligned, like the music that's kind of spoke to me even had 111 beats per minute, which is an angel number in and of itself. And I was like, yes, this is it. And I really recommend if you get the book that you go to the bonus page and you listen to the meditation, because it's really nice, if I say so myself. And I did also share my soundscape, which is like a YouTube playlist with all the music that I used for writing this book as my like soundscape as I wrote. Which is also just, you know, when you find good music that kind of focuses your mind, I think it's your duty to share it. So it's all there for the taking on the bonus page. I do want to share the intro to A Little Bit of Angel Numbers, so you kind of get a taste of the book. So even if you don't want to maybe read the book, you still get something out of this episode. So it's not just a full pitch, get the book, but you also get like a little taste of it. This is A Little Bit of Angel Numbers, and we start with the introduction. Are numbers following you around? Do you keep glancing at the clock at 11:11? Do the numbers in your birth date show up as a total on a receipt? Or do you wake up at the same time each night? Maybe you notice the numbers on highways or bus routes, or see patterns in phone numbers, bank statements, or house numbers over and over again. If so, you are not alone. If you have ever felt that there was a meaning behind the numbers that kept eluding you, then this book will help you catch it. If you're scratching your head trying to make sense of why you see a specific number or sequence at the same time each day, use this book to look up the message behind it. In the coming chapters, we will look at why you're noticing numbers in ever-increasing ways and what they mean. We will look at your personal angel numbers, how to work with your angels on a deeper level, and what it means if you stop seeing the numbers. I will answer the most common questions about angel numbers as well. I wrote this book for people like you who are waking up to their own spirituality and starting to see all the ways the divine is whispering through everyday occurrences, serendipitous moments, signs, and numbers. Not so long ago, I walked through the world not really noticing the details, the synchronicities, and the music of the divine that echoes in all there is. It felt like I couldn't fully tune into the radio station that was broadcasting messages from my spirit guides. I would get words and intuitive nudges here and there, but each time I'd feel equal parts elated and confused. I had to learn to quiet my mind, how to become receptive to what was being revealed to me, how to realize that spiritual guidance cannot be controlled or received without a certain level of surrender. Further down my path to becoming a professional numerologist, I studied numerology for years through group training and with master teachers. As the system I'm trained in became a fully embodied experience, the numbers turned into another language for my intuition to use and my higher power to speak and provide support through. My wish for you is that the more you engage with the numbers and explore the pages ahead, the more you'll recognize and feel the comfort and support the angels are offering to you. Now, this book is not a full introduction to the field of numerology and the spiritual and practical study of the numbers, letters, and vibration they hold. We will use the Chaldean numerology system as the foundation, but we will zoom in on the first 1,000 angel numbers and all the questions that could come up as you open up this channel of communication with your higher power. When we develop our intuition and spiritual gifts, we see that the divine and our guardian angels are always trying to help and support us. Yet, we will very rarely get the full picture or long-term schedule delivered on a silver platter. Our angels prefer to send encouragement, gentle course corrections, affirmations, and/or clarification of a situation, relationship, or choice ahead of you. The messages are simple, but provide a higher perspective. Even when our angels ask us to stop or slow down, it's with a gentle hand on our shoulder, never interfering with our free will. You can use this book as a reference when you start seeing the numbers and when you want to go deeper with any message you see repeatedly. I've also included a suggested list of prompts for beginning an angel number journal to track your progress and understanding over time. Naming your higher power. A note on how I approach naming the energy that the angel numbers represent. In this book, I will use words and phrases such as your higher self, the divine, angels, universe, God, and more. They will be used interchangeably, and you are free to use, ignore, or replace them with the words that resonate with you. You don't have to use any specific name or even be consistent in your naming of the energy that shows up to guide you. It could be God, Goddess, Creator, Divine Source, Gaia, Universe, Your Higher Self, The Big You, She Who Is All, the angels, spirit, ancestors, or the name of a specific deity or saint. Use the words and names that feel right to you in the moment. You'll find that specific clues and aspects of a message are revealed through the context, language, and words you use to describe and name the power behind it. What is needed from you to use this book? The language of angel numbers and the message behind them are not a closely guarded secret reserved for only a select few. There is no judgment or punishment for not engaging, and no timeline or end goal that you need to meet. A pure intention of wanting to connect and communicate with your angels is the only thing you need to start a conversation with the divine. The numbers are almost always a go sign, signifying that you're being invited to play and engage with the energy offered. There are very rarely any negative messages or connotations to the numbers. If you feel fear or aversion around a message or learning more, this is a sign that you need to slow down, ground yourself, and allow your higher power to clarify it for you. We can be as afraid of expansion as we are of rejection. If you have a negative perception of your own spirituality, then healing could be needed for you to allow the angels to be a source of support and encouragement going forward. Again, if you would like some extra support on your journey, I created a meditation to deepen your connection and sharpen your focus when communicating with the angels. I also created a playlist while writing the book to accompany your reading. You can find them through the link at the end of this book. That was the introduction to a little bit of angel numbers. And the next chapter is what are angel numbers. We cover the languages of the divine, angel numbers as messages from the universe, why we see angel numbers, how to connect with your angels, and the history of angel numbers. Before we dive into the meat of the book, which is the actual numbers. I hope you enjoyed this little peek inside the book. It's available everywhere. You can get it on Kindle, whatever your e-reader. You can get it as hardback. It's a great little gift. The publishing date in the US was December 19th, 2023. It's out in the rest of the world too, but it might have a later publication date for the hardback there. Now, I would love to hear from you. I know it's a podcast episode, so you might feel like, okay, how am I going to talk to Nova Lee? But I would love to see you on my social media. You can find me at Nova Lee Wilder on almost any platform. I'm Nova Lee Numerology on Facebook. I would love to hear about your angel number encounters. I would love to hear the stories. If you get the book, I would love to hear your aha moments and your insights. If you do the journal prompts and you go deeper with any of the numbers and the messages, I would love to hear that too. And I also want to share that a few people have used one of my sessions, the one called the Numerology Name Checkup, to share the numbers they see. And then I decipher them or kind of give you what I see and how they correlate with your numeroscope and your birth date and the numbers within that. Which has also like revealed some really profound and insightful things where I'm like, oh my God. You know, I work with numbers every day, but there's so much information and so many messages coming through in that way. Now, this is all for this episode of the Numerology Podcast. I do want to revive it. I do want to share more episodes. I have some case studies that I want to share with you. But I'd also always like to hear from you. If you have something where like, please dive into that, record a podcast episode on that, or please go back to doing the forecasts, back when I did like monthly forecasts and yearly forecasts. And if you are longing for those, they are always available on my website as blog posts. They're just not recorded, but you can always read them. There are always a monthly forecast and a yearly forecast coming up for 2024. Thank you so much for listening. And please take the time to review the podcast so that more people can find us and nerd out with us. Thank you for being a listener.